Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Dear AFA, a Democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, July 17th, 2012, and this is Los Angeles Council 12 volunteer Dory Campbell reporting, and together we will do better. The 2012 Joint Contract Negotiations Survey remains open and available for submission through August 5th at 1700 Central Standard Time. This survey is a key part of our joint negotiations process, focusing on the needs and the priorities of our member. The 2012 Joint Contract Negotiations Survey is an opportunity for members to become involved in the negotiations process. This comprehensive survey includes a questionnaire as well as an additional comment section. This section is an essential part of the survey, providing each member the opportunity to include specific proposals. Identify your top priorities and needs. Clarify your questionnaire's answers, submit new ideas, or simply include what you would like to see accomplished during joint negotiations. Your involvement is a crucial part of the negotiation process. If you have not received your survey at your home by July 18th for domestic locations and July 23rd for international locations, you may stop by your local council office to pick up an additional copy. Please read more information about the 2012 Joint Negotiation Survey on our website. Ensure that your voice is heard and take part in our negotiations. The company and AFA have agreed to waive the transfer inhibits set forth in Section 22.8.2 and 22.8.3 and 12.S for flight attendants who are unable to submit a transfer bid to IAH via the TRN-REQ screen in Unimatic. Flight attendants who currently have inhibit dates based on the language and the reference contract sections will programmatically not be able to use the TRN-REQ screen. Instead, affected flight attendants must submit a transfer request via DIS star 4357. This will be a manual process where the transfer inhibit will be removed and a bid to IAH will be placed on file for you. It may take a day or so before you see your transfer to IAH ranked on the TRN-REQ screen. In addition, representatives processing these requests work Monday through Friday, so meters sent over the weekend will not be processed until the following Monday. The normal transfer decline procedures will apply and may extend the original inhibit date for any flight attendant who declines a transfer to IAH. The transfer inhibit waiver will continue to apply for transfers to other bases. DIS star 4356 provides information to flight attendants for the IAH transfer inhibit removal. More information can be found on our website. The 2012 summer meeting of the United Master Executive Council, MEC, will be held July 31st through August 2nd at the Hyatt Rosemont in Chicago. Elections will take place at this meeting on August 1st with the Grievance Committee Vice Chairperson with a focus on contract. This position requires previous grievance experience, a strong knowledge of the contract, and excellent writing skills. Candidates for the above position must be active members in good standing and should submit a resume or signed willingness to serve statement. Interested candidates are encouraged but not required to give an in-person interview at the summer MEC meeting. Any candidate who wishes to appear for an interview must do so at their own personal expense. For more information or to submit your resume and willingness to serve statement, send an email to mecsec@unitedafa.org. Indicate MEC election in the subject line. You may also mail your resume and willingness to serve statement to Jeffrey W. Heisey, Secretary of Treasurer, AFA United Master Executive Council, 6250 North River Road, Suite 4020, Rosemont, Illinois, 60018. On July 16, 2012, flight attendants at the New Pinnacle Airlines elected the Association of Flight Attendants-CWA AFA as their union. Pinnacle and Colgan flight attendants now join their flying partners from pre-merger MSAVA in the world's largest flight attendant union. While the National Mediation Board, NMB, certifies the election results, AFA will begin the transition for representing Pinnacle/Colgan flight attendants. Nearly 1,800 flight attendants at the merged carrier will now be represented by AFA. We welcome and congratulate our sisters and brothers at the new Pinnacle Airlines in becoming a part of the union built for and by flight attendants. The Continental Micronesia Master Executive Council reached a tentative agreement today with United Airlines. Union leadership has approved a tentative agreement that would extend their current contract to 2014 and bring improvements to their quality of life. The tentative agreement will now go to the membership for ratification. We applaud our sisters and our brothers at Continental Micronesia in achieving a tentative agreement and look forward to bringing all United flight attendants together under a combined industry-leading contract. Today, the Airline Pilots Association, ALPA, announced that the pilot legacy United Airlines and legacy Continental Airlines have overwhelmingly authorized a legal withdrawal of service pursuant to the Railway Labor Act, RLA. Nearly 94% of the eligible pilots represented by ALPA made their voice heard by voting, with 99% voting in support of a strike if required. Captain Jay Heppner, chairman of the United Master Executive Council, said, over the last decade, pilots have made several major sacrifices to help the airline survive, and management has done absolutely nothing to restore those sacrifices. In fact, they have done the opposite by offshoring and outsourcing our jobs at the very same time they have given themselves millions of dollars in salary, bonuses, and perks. When management makes decisions based on their own needs instead of the needs of customers and employees, the company suffers, which is what is happening today. If a strike is what it's going to take to wake up the company's leadership, the pilots are prepared to act. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. We stand strong together to achieve an industry single contract for all flight attendants at the new United.